Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, Joe, it's good to have you back from the UK to speak with us again and tell us some interesting stories. How are you today?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Today, you're going to share with us about another person that made a big difference in your life. But before that, I always like to start everything with thankfulness and gratitude. And would you share something that you're grateful for in your life or your work today with our guests?
Yeah, absolutely. Last time I said I was grateful for working from home, and that was about the current health challenges in the world. My one for today is the same. It's working from home, but it's actually about my daughter. I actually started my business because I wanted to work from home, because I wanted to have a child. I started the business and then 18 months later had my daughter, and I've worked from home ever since. And I just am really grateful for the fact that I do get to spend, therefore, more time with her and to do things with her that ordinarily I wouldn't have done. For example, I coached her netball team at school when she was at primary school and things like that. I wouldn't have been able to do that had I had a corporate job and didn't work from home.
And that is Ellie, right?
That's Ellie, yeah. That's it.
Hi, this is Mike. Man, has this been a tough year. I'm currently working with several leaders in organizations and some entrepreneurs who have struggled successfully through 2020. But with 2021 looming, they're all wondering, what move do I need to make next year? With my team that's just tired and wanting some direction, or even for their own career, wondering what's next for me. If you're close to being in this same boat, I encourage you to take a look at the resources on my website, my blogs, books, and tools. And if you'd like to just chat a while about your situation, click on the contact tab, and I'll be happy to set up a time to talk with you. Thank you for letting me interrupt. Now back to the show.
Tell me about another person that made a big difference in your life.
Yeah, so that was my dad. Although when we're talking about small-time leaders, I always think, well, that's not a very good description of him. but he was a man who started his life as a bricklayer. He worked on building sites. And by the time he died, which was only when I was 19, he had had a computer company in the sort of mid to late 70s, early 80s, which had been really successful, and he'd had customers all around the world, and he'd been on Concord, and wow. He'd had obviously one of the first sort of data processing computer companies given the sort of time. And in fact, I found a tape of him recently recorded at a conference in probably 1983 maybe, and he was talking about artificial intelligence, which, considering how it's 32 nearly years since he died, it's amazing that so much has changed since then.
And he was a bricklayer.
Yes,
brick mason. And how did he get from there? Do you know about that transition, or were you too young to know about how he made that?
Yeah, a bit, and that's sort of one of the reasons why I've sort of included him for this, because a lot of what I know about him and what he did, I only really appreciate now that I'm older and I've got my own business and everything else. At the time, I was obviously a teenager and, right, you know, didn't completely understand it. But basically, he worked for a company and then he ended up moving into working in their office. So he was a bricklayer and somehow he got into working in the office in the very small company. And then he got a job with a company called Burroughs, which was a big computer company at the time. Mm-hmm. And then he set up and started his own business with his business partner. But in 1982, he was featured in one of our national papers with a picture of a brick in one hand and his brochure for his data processing system in the other. And it was like, you know, brick mayor made good. And he was due to turn over £2 million in 1982. So it was a reasonably successful company at the time. And he had customers in South Africa and New Zealand and America and India, all around the world.
Amazing. So you have the entrepreneurial spirit in you, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, exactly. I now realize that. I didn't for a long time. He died, as I said, when I was 19. And prior to that, the business had actually failed because of a big deal that was set up with a big company that was pulled at the last minute. And we ended up with him losing the business and we lost our house and life completely changed. And then, as I say, he died when I was 19. And so it was, for me, security was a really big thing. I didn't really have family to sort of fall back on. And it was, my sister went off to live with his brother up in Scotland and I was left on my own in the south of England. And I just had to sort of make my own way. So security was really important for me. Sure. And so I didn't even think about starting a business until I met my current husband and we were going to have our daughter and everything else. And so, yes, I think I am actually quite unemployable. I probably was the whole time I was employed. But I didn't have the confidence to do anything about it because of, you know, what had happened, I suppose, over that time.
I know our parents have a lot to do with our career choices. And in my little book that you interviewed me about, I talk about influence of parents. But so what was it your dad said or did that still plays with you?
So a couple of things, but the main one, the one to talk about today, is his mantra was you only get out of life what you put into it. And I can't remember when he said that to me specifically because it was a narrative of my whole childhood. And certainly if you talk to my daughter, she'll be able to quote it at you too, because that's how I'm bringing her up as well. And quite often, you know, if she's complaining about something or something's not quite going right in her life or whatever, I'll be like, what did my dad say? She's like, oh, here we go. But he just did really instill in me that whole thing about, you know, we have to take responsibility for our lives ourselves. And you know, what happens is as a result of our actions, you know, that we take or that we don't take. And it was such a great lesson to have instilled in me that I've obviously carried through into my life and now into Ellie's life.
So how does that principle play into your business and your clients and as you do your work?
I think, firstly, that, you know, I am a hard worker and I, you know, get on and do the things that I need to do. But I think the sort of the bigger advantage of that is always taking responsibility for things and not allowing circumstances and stuff outside of my control to sort of influence or become something that I can blame for things that are happening. You know, it's funny, actually, people talk about, you know, the law of attraction and all the sort of woo-woo stuff nowadays. Actually, that mantra that my dad taught me is sort of the same reality, which is, you know, you're the only one who can do anything about your life. And whatever happens, you are the person who can respond to what's going on around you. And that's what you need to do. If you just sit there and blame circumstance, people, things, you know, you can't move forward. So I think that's been the most valuable part of that, which is that I know, you know, I have to do what I need to do in whatever situation.
My dad would say, put your boots on and get going. Same sort of thing. So do you do anything that you're for yourself or with your clients or people that help them remember this principle? I mean, do you have any kind of visual things you do or drawing or any kind of exercises you work with that helps reinforce this?
Particularly in terms of as you say, drawing. It's funny, some people have to draw when they talk about things, don't they? Yeah. It's never been my thing. But I certainly, when I coach people, it's always with a view of, well, what can you do about it? You know, what could happen? What effects that going to have? And what could you do differently? And that's always the focus. And it's the same with my daughter, you know, that in fact, I'm sometimes not very helpful when she's had issues and friends have fallen out, you know, with her or she's fallen out with them. Instead of going, oh, they're horrible, aren't they? I'll tend to go, so what happened? You know, what could you have done differently? And if that happened next time, and she's like, oh, stop it. Stop coaching me, mother.
That's right. I'm not one of your clients, right? Ellie says.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, thanks for sharing this insight with us, this reminder of that we get out of life what we put into it, and sharing a little story about your dad and that. Sharing that with us. But before we go, I'd like for you to let our listeners know a little bit about you.